Hi, my name is Elise, and you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. Welcome back to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. I'm your host, Elise. If you're new to this podcast, hello and welcome. This is an all-English podcast, but we don't talk about grammar rules or vocabulary like other English learning podcasts. Instead, we just talk about some everyday topics, and I usually put all the keywords of each episode down in the description. So feel free to check them out if you want to, and I hope you'll find this show interesting, and be sure to subscribe if you enjoy the content. So in the last episode, we talked about the difference between FOMO, which is fear of missing out, and JOMO, which is joy of missing out, and how the two mentalities affect us differently. If you haven't checked out that episode, you can listen to it after this one. And if you want to listen to any previous episodes of this podcast, you can click on any platform that you're listening to right now. And for today's episode, it's a bit of a spontaneous one. I have recorded, edited, and scheduled the original episode for this week. But because of what happened last week, I want to spend some time talking about this topic. But before we start, I want to do a disclaimer or a trigger warning that we'll be talking about depression, suicide behavior, and mood disorder. If this is something that is triggering or upsetting to you, please click off this episode. You can listen to other episodes or wait for next week's episode, which is much more lighthearted and casual than this one. Okay, so if you have been following the news lately, I'm sure many of you have already read the news about the three students from National Taiwan University attempting suicide last week, which sparks the discussion of the lack of mental health resources among high-end educational institutions. Now, of course, we don't know the full details of what had actually happened to the three individuals and if it has anything to do with the stress of being the students in National Taiwan University. But I do want to talk about mental illness and specifically depression. I was debating if I should do an episode on this podcast simply because, first, it's a difficult topic for me to talk about personally, and second, I'm not sure if this is something that people want to listen to. But I feel like since I have a platform, although it's very small, I still want to try to raise awareness for mental health and hopefully clear some misconceptions about mental illness. So nowadays, society seems to be more open about the discussion of mental health, but still not quite enough, in my opinion, especially when it comes to the understanding of mental illness. Some people might still think of depression as simply a feeling or an emotion that someone has, which is a very common misconception. But clinical depression is a disorder that can be diagnosed by a psychiatrist, which is why saying stop feeling sad or cheer up is not going to help. Imagine if you have a cold or a fever and someone just tells you to stop coughing or can you lower your body temperature? It's obviously not going to help with your physical condition. And the same thing applies to depression and other mental illnesses as well. It's not something that people can control, and it has nothing to do with that person's stress resistance or capability. Now, there are different types of depression, which can vary from mild to severe. But the most common symptoms include 1, feeling sad or having a depressed mood, 2, loss of interest or pleasure in activities that once enjoyed, 3, change of appetite, and either weight loss or weight gain unrelated to dieting, 4, trouble sleeping or sleeping too much, 5, loss of energy or increased fatigue, 6, feeling worthless or guilty, 7, difficulty thinking, concentrating, or making decisions, 8, thoughts of death or suicide. So these symptoms must last at least 2 weeks and represent a change in one's previous level of functioning for a professional diagnosis of depression. So as you can see, it's not just a feeling or a mood that someone is going through. And the cause for depression varies from person to person. And psychologists and psychiatrists are still trying to figure them out. But the common causes include family history, early childhood trauma, brain structure, medical conditions, or substance use. So the causes for depression range from biological to circumstantial. That's why the treatment for depression can be medications, which is taking antidepressants or psychotherapy, or sometimes both. And if you are someone who is struggling with similar symptoms that I mentioned before, please don't be afraid to reach out and get professional help. I know it can be intimidating to take the first step, but I can assure you that once you take that first step, things will get better and much easier. And please feel free to take your own time. You don't have to get better or force yourself to feel better and hang out with your friends immediately when all you want to do is to stay at home and lie in bed. I have gone through similar circumstances when I was in college, and I was very grateful that when I told my professors about my conditions, they were all very understanding and gave me the permission to take some time off. And I was lucky enough to get mental health resources from my school for free, which now that I'm not in school anymore, it's definitely a great amount of expense. And if someone you are very close with is struggling with depression or mood disorder, please just listen to them. Don't judge or deny their feelings or emotions. And also don't try to give them advice unless they ask you to, because chances are they have already heard those advice over and over again. One thing that I learned from being on both sides, which is as someone who has gone through depression and someone who is around people who have depression, is that just be there for that person. I know how anxious you might feel when you want to help your friends or family, but everyone deals with depression differently, so I can't tell you specifically how to help, but I know the most helpful thing you can do is to let that person know that he or she is not fighting this battle alone. And I can't tell you how hurtful it is for someone you care about judging or denying your own feelings. It makes you feel bad for feeling bad, and that's even more terrible and more devastating. I think the one thing that we have to keep in mind is that we might not be able to completely understand each other's feelings or emotions, but that doesn't mean that we can't have an open mind or listen to each other. we can still support each other even though we can't completely comprehend that person's feelings. So that's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. I know it's kind of a heavy topic, but I still want to give my perspective and raise awareness on this type of issue because I feel like people are just scared to talk about things like this. But if you enjoy the show, you can subscribe on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, KKBOX, and SoundOn. You can also find our shows on YouTube and go on our website, that's www.eisland.com.tw for more information. I'm your host, Elise, and I will talk to you soon in the next episode. Bye!